A reading from the first book of Samuel. The Lord said to Samuel, "Fill your horn with oil and go. I am sending you to Jesse of Bethlehem, for I have chosen myself a king among his sons." When Samuel arrived, he caught sight of Eliab and thought, "Surely the Lord's anointed one stands there before him." But the Lord said to Samuel, "Take no notice of his appearance or his height, for I have rejected him. God does not see as man sees. Man looks at appearances, but the Lord looks at the heart." Jesse presented his seven sons to Samuel, but Samuel said to Jesse, "The Lord has not chosen these." He then asked Jesse, "Are these all the sons you have?" He answered, "There is still one left, the youngest. He is out looking after the sheep." Then Samuel said to Jesse, "Send for him. We will not sit down to eat until he comes." Jesse had him sent for, a boy of fresh complexion, with fine eyes and pleasant bearing. The Lord said, "Come, anoint him, for this is the one." At this, Samuel took the horn of oil and anointed him where he stood with his brothers, and the Spirit of the Lord seized on David and stayed with him from that day on. This is the word of the Lord.
A reading from the letter to St. Paul to the Ephesians. "You were darkness once, but now you are light in the Lord. Be like the children of light, for the effects of the light are seen in complete goodness and right living and truth. Try to discover what the Lord wants of you, having nothing to do with the futile works of darkness, but exposing them by contrast. The things which are done in secret are things that people are ashamed even to speak of. But anything exposed by the light will be illuminated, and anything illuminated turns into light. That is why it is said, 'Wake up from your sleep, rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you. This is the word of the Lord.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. As Jesus went along, he saw a man who had been blind from birth. He spat on the ground, made a paste with spittle, put this over the eyes of the blind man, and said to him, "Go and wash in the pool of Siloam," a name which means sent. So the blind man went off and washed himself, and came away with his sight restored. His neighbors and people who earlier had seen him begging said, "Isn't this the man who used to sit and beg?" Some said, "Yes, it's the same one." Others said, "No, he only looks like him." The man himself said, "I am the man." They brought the man who had been blind to the Pharisees. It had been a Sabbath day when Jesus made a paste and opened the man's eyes. So when the Pharisees asked him how he had come to see, he said, "He put a paste on my eyes, and I washed, and I can see." Then some of the Pharisees said, "This man cannot be from God. He does not keep the Sabbath." Others said, "How could a sinner produce a sign like this?" And there was disagreement among them. So they spoke to the blind man again, "What have you to say about him yourself, now that he has opened your eyes?" "He is a prophet," replied the man. "Are you trying to teach us?" they replied. "And you a sinner through and through since you were born?" And they drove him away. Jesus heard they had driven him away, and when he found him, he said to him, "Do you believe in the Son of Man?" "Sir," the man replied, "tell me who he is, so that I may believe in him." Jesus said, "You are looking at him. He is speaking to you." The man said, "Lord, I believe." And he worshipped him. The Gospel of the Lord. So in our first reading today, we did something that is typical. It's a human action. And we've all done it. And that was, we judged by appearances. Exactly the same as the Pharisees did. In the first reading, Samuel is sent to anoint the chosen one, the one God had chosen. And typically, he believed that the person he was going to anoint would be big and strong and handsome. Yet the person he was told to anoint by God is in fact the least of the least. He was out looking after the sheep in the fields and wasn't considered worthy to even be invited to a meal. The one person that Jesus wanted them to invite was so unimportant. But it's a lesson we all need to recall in our own lives. God looks into our hearts, not at our appearances. Obviously, it's difficult for us to look into someone's heart. But we should learn not to judge things that aren't ours to judge, to stop making judgments on other people. St. Paul, in the second reading, says, he tells us that we were once in darkness. And it's hard to imagine being in darkness on this bright, sunny day. And he says, Christ will give you the light. And we repeat this in baptism celebration when we say, the child will always now walk in the light of Christ. A person with 20/20 vision cannot see in the dark. But also, a blind man cannot see in brilliant light. So this is the light that he's talking about, the light of Christ and the spiritual openness that we have to make ourselves do. Jesus allowed the blind to see. And once his eyes was open, the man worshipped God. We recognized our Lord and we worship him. However, it's easy for us to fall into the trap of just going through the motions. And this is why St. Paul tells us we are now light in the Lord. And we must live as children of the light through living good lives, righteous lives, and believing in truths. Do not take any part in falsehoods. Make sure that the statements you make are factual, not made up just for the situation. And this is what the Pharisees did. They made judgments about the blind man. This man, they say of Jesus, is not from God. And that he was a sinner. But we know that is not true. So based solely on the externals, the religious leaders at that time judged our Lord and the blind man. One of the sad things is by doing that, they have lost their chance of salvation because they didn't recognize Jesus as the Messiah, as we do. I suppose what is more fascinating is that when Jesus caught up with the man who he had opened his eyes, Jesus asks the man, do you believe in the Son of Man? And that's an extract from the prophet Daniel, who had a vision of one Son of Man being presented to God the Most High and being given power and dominion over things. But the further fascinating issue was that he says he came into the world to judge, so that those who might not see will have their eyes opened. The people who judged our Lord were blind to the truth. So our Lord judges those who are judged. Both physically and spiritually. those who do not judge him. A practical, very simple prayer that we can all say is, Lord, that I may see. It's a short prayer. But when it comes from the depths of one's heart, it has so much meaning. Lord, that I may see. Few words mean so much. But how many of you remember the story of Bartimaeus? Bartimaeus was passing by and determined to get a glimpse of Jesus. But the people around him tried to shut him up, to stop him shouting for the Lord to come and heal him. To another man, Jesus asked a pointed question, looking at his blindness, and just said, "Do you want to be healed?" Let the Lord ask us that question also. Do we want to be healed? Especially in this Lenten tide. The main thing that we can do for others is not to give them money, although sometimes that is needed. But the main thing we can do for others is to reveal to them the riches they have already. It's good to affirm others and make them feel both loved and worthwhile. Many people have grown up with poor self-image, and they just cannot see the goodness in themselves. This is another form of blindness, and it's blindness in others that any one of us can heal. The most certain proof is that the Spirit of God lives in us all of us. And if you are willing to just give people the respect they deserve and to reaffirm to them that they are good, to shake off the poor self-image, the self-image that sometimes makes them blind to their own goodness, we are opening our own eyes to Christ in his light.